You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. I love dildos and butt plugs too. I'd sit on a bowling pin if a straight guy told me to. Ooh. No lube, baby, no lube.
No lube?
Just give me a little spit.
Oh,
on
yeah.
A hole. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Ooh.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is almost midweek. I have, the last couple of days, I've been kind of busy with some other things, and so the podcast has had to be put aside for a second. I apologize for leaving you hanging like that. As always, let's just put this up front again. You can contact me anytime on via email, fagsworshipalphas@gmail.com. You can reach me on Twitter. I have two Twitter handles there, but HierarchyPcast, at HierarchyPcast, is where I'm at for this podcast. And also on Kick, normal submissive. So, yeah, there's plenty of ways to contact me. And, of course, I have this phone number that nobody seems to use. I don't hardly. I mean, I don't know. It's there if you want to use it. It's +1 for America, 314-502-9566. I have an announcement that's coming. It's going to be probably this weekend. It's a pretty big deal, I think, honestly. It'll probably be on the next podcast that I'm going to actually release this. I need to give this to my Patreon people first. It's very special to me. It's a new development here, so... yeah, so I think you should hang in and hang around and wait for that to happen. It's going to be pretty cool. I think all of you people are really wanting something like this, and so it's going to be big. I have two things in preparation for that. Okay, the first thing I'm going to talk about. I've had a couple of people say to me that, why don't I start a website or make the website into a hookup site, like a way for alphas and faggots to connect with each other, kind of like a low rent, you know, Tinder or something, or Grindr. That's what the site worshiper.com was intended to do. Now, that's still on, as far as I know, but COVID really threw everything into chaos, honestly. So we're just kind of waiting, I think, on that. So I've been in discussions with someone, a friend of mine, who... he's asked me for my help on an app that he's working on, and I'm like, I need another project, you know, seriously. Oh my gosh. But he's asked me for help on this project, and I talked to him about an idea that I have for an app. And he thought that was an amazing idea, and I think it's an amazing idea, too. So, I might just forge ahead with that. we have a programmer that we're working with for his app, and it's within striking distance, I would say, of affordability for me. So I might forge ahead with that. It's I'm not going to give away the idea right now, okay? But it's, and this friend of mine who I'm working with is straight. He knows nothing really about fags and whatnot, you know, other than I'm a faggot. But when I told him the idea, he was like, oh my gosh, you know, there's nothing like that. And I said, I know. So anyway, yeah, so that might happen too, okay? So this app is something that is very, very much needed. anyway, but I wanted to say this, and I kind of, when I had someone email me this question, gave me this email about how I should, I guess, get into the hookup business or something like that. And my response to that email was a little curt, okay? Again, and I've said this before, this website is largely free. It's been largely free. This thing, this monster that I've built here with my own hands is free. You know, I don't charge money for it. I have a couple of people that are Patreons of the site, and I appreciate them endlessly and on what they do. And but that's a pittance, basically, for what the site actually does already for people, you know. So, you know, like I told this person that emailed me, what more do you want me to do? Like, I'm already cranking out as much stuff as humanly possible given the rest of my schedule, and I don't have a team of people helping me do this, and I don't have limitless financial backing to make this stuff work, you know. I've got huge dreams, okay? Bigger than you can ever imagine, and I'm chasing them right now. This past year has been the most radical shift in my thinking and in my purpose that I've ever experienced, probably. And I am chasing big dreams now. So this year is going to be the rest of this year and on in the rest of my life. It's going to be a totally different experience, okay? But that said, you know, everything this site is free, and it's come completely from the work of my own hands. And I just find it to be very, very selfish, you know, that people would come to me and say, why don't you do more? Why aren't you doing this? Why don't you do that? Well, it requires money, you know, and it requires support in some way or another. I mean, I don't know how else to put it, you know. I ran a GoFundMe a couple years ago trying to get a site like that off the ground, and nobody supported it. I asked for $5,000 and I got $1,000, you know. At some point, you've got to put yourself on the line, you know. If you want to make something happen as a community, then you've all got to get on board. It can't be me and a couple of other people dotting the landscape trying to dig the trenches for a new stadium for everybody to enjoy, you see. It's got to be everybody pitching in. And the selfishness just really, really boggles my mind. Here's the thing. I've been in 100% on board with this my whole life. My whole adult life, I have been a faggot. I have devoted myself to service the whole time. And the last 5 years, the website became an extension of myself in service to the community. And I've helped a lot of people. I know this. But when push comes to shove, those people are not willing to give back. And that's frustrating, you know. So I'm going to continue to work toward these certain goals that I have in with this website and in this community. But people need to step up. That's all there is to it. Don't, or at least don't come at me and tell me that I need to do more, because I'm doing a lot already. What are you doing? You know what I'm saying? Everybody needs to look inward and say, what am I doing for myself or for everybody else? You know, so anyway, that's my 10-minute rant on that. Anyway, but having said that, okay, because that kind of leads into this thing that I want to talk about, which is that's going to lead into this announcement, okay? So it's all got a purpose, you see? It's a big web that I'm weaving. I want to talk about approach to an alpha, okay? And I haven't really talked about this yet on the web, on this podcast. Because faggots are oftentimes like, how do I talk to an alpha, you know? And it can be very intimidating, and there's no doubt about that, okay? I'm not sliding the experience, or I'm not, you know, I take it very seriously. But again, you have to take personal responsibility for it. I get this a lot too. Can you help me find an alpha? Help me find an alpha. Give me names of alphas. Almost invariably, those are all dead ends, because the faggot doesn't have the guts to do it themselves, so they expect me to provide what essentially becomes masturbation material. And it becomes a waste of time to me, and sometimes I leverage connections with alphas that I've made, and they end up wasting their time, and then it reflects badly on me, you see? And honestly, like, I think that certain apps like Tinder or Grindr are effective-ish. I've heard of a couple of success stories on Doublelist as well, doublelist.com, which is supposed to be the new Craigslist, but it's nowhere near Craigslist, you know, sadly. But, you know, the world is moving toward e-dating, I guess we want to call it that, or e-hookups, definitely. But nothing beats offering yourself to a real live man in real time, okay? And this has been my bread and butter most of my adult life, you know. I have kind of a gregarious personality, maybe more so than most, okay? And I'm not really, socially speaking, I'm not very frightened of anything. So that's always helped me out a lot. But what I guess I'm saying is that you have to take personal responsibility. Alphas are approachable. I know that they seem like they're not, but they are very approachable. You know, you have to understand this about alphas. Their whole life, they've been catered to. Their whole life, they've had inferior people submitting to them in one form or another. So they understand you probably better than you do, that you understand yourself. I mean, they see a submissive person from a mile away. They can smell a faggot in a room effortlessly. They can smell you instantly. They know what you are. They know what you represent in comparison to them. So when you submit yourself to them, they instinctively know why you want to serve them, because they know they are superior. Life has taught them that. So it's just really a matter of appealing to their ego, appealing to that that part of them that they mostly keep kind of, I wouldn't say they keep it hidden away, but there's a protected space inside of them that you penetrate with compliments, okay? Admissions that they are superior to you, okay? It's a delicate art, okay? And it's not, you have to try it out until you kind of perfect it. But here's one thing that I have used more recently on alphas that I have talked to. Maybe you can use this in your conversations. And this is just random guys, okay? Where I have said to a guy I've seen working a window at a drive-thru or whatever, you know, anywhere. Are you on Instagram? How many Instagram followers do you have? And they'll be like, I don't know, a few thousand or whatever, you know. And then I'll say something like, yeah, I figured you had a lot because you should probably be a model. And they usually kind of, it's funny what happens in that moment right there, because part of them knows they should be. Part of them instantly remembers the people that have told them that in the past. And a lot of times they'll say, yeah, I get that from people sometimes. And in that moment, that's an absolute icebreaker to an alpha. I have, even just recently, I did this with, I was at a grocery store and I was on a parking lot and I was going to my car and I saw this, I think he was a mixed black and, I don't know, Latino or whatever. I don't know. He had the most beautiful caramel skin. Okay. And he was really muscular. He wasn't hulking, but he was very muscular. And I just stopped and said, where do you work out? You know, and he stopped and he smiled and he had this really beautiful smile. And he stopped what he was doing because he was going into the store. He stopped what he was doing and he came over to me and like started chatting with me. And we had like a 10-minute conversation out of nowhere, you know, with this guy. At that moment, I was not, it's almost become a reflex for me, honestly. Like I don't, even when I'm not really seeking to try to hook up with somebody, I just kind of instinctively do this kind of thing, you know. It keeps me in practice, I guess. I kind of sound like a predator, like an alpha predator of my own, you know, like I'm like an alpha hunter. but like I see alphas out and about and I bounce these kinds of things off of them, you know, just kind of, I project, it's about them. Okay. You make it about them and about your awe of them. For whatever reason, either they're very attractive looking, which would be the Instagram in, or like their body, like just saying, you know, where do you work out? Or, oh my gosh, you know, like, you're like, I think I said something like, you're like a Hulk, you know, like it makes the alpha feel good about him as a physical being, okay? And that triggers their instinct to conquer, you know, which alphas absolutely have that. So, it's something that you should try and see how it suits you and see if you can adapt that to you personally, okay? I know how I chat people up, but, like, unless I'm going to record me doing it, I'm not, which I don't think I'm going to do, but, like, that, I, but see, I'd like, I have that kind of personality where I just, I can wing things really easily, you know? For you, anybody listening who's interested, like, just find take that kind of approach that I just described, and then tailor it to your personality. And approach these men with a sense of awe. You know, they like seeing awe in the submissives that approach them. It reinforces what they know about themselves, you know. And they will have mercy on you, I guess, is the other part of that. Is that, again, alphas are very approachable, and they're not looking to just beat the shit out of some faggot that comes up to them. They understand that you're weaker than them. They understand that you are lesser than them. And, you know, they're not looking to beat you up. They might say no, okay, to an offer. But, yeah, you have nothing to lose there. I don't think they're going to do anything to you. I've never had an alpha get violent with me, you know, ever, you know. I've been turned down for sure, you know, but whatever, you know. I would say that approaching alphas this way, I've had probably somewhere around a 60% success rate. So, you know, somewhere, I've never kept statistics on it, but it's worked more often than not, I would say. You know, you can do this, you know. You don't need me, or you don't need a special app, or you don't need a special anything. There are alphas all over the place in every part of the world. You know, you can find them, put yourself in a position, and have an approach of some kind. And alphas will know what to do with you, okay? But as it stands, I have something that's coming out that might help you a little bit more. So that'll be coming very, very soon, all right? So help is on the way. So take heart, my brothers. You silly little faggots out there that need me to grab you by your hand and drag you into the promised land of service. So, anyway, I'm going to stop talking. It's nice to connect with you guys again, and I hope you're doing well. President Corona is currently fucking things up even worse, and I don't know. I don't know if the United States is about to slide into a totalitarian, you know, Nazi two electric boogaloo kind of situation, but sure seems that way. So maybe before too long, the internet will be shut down and we'll be like China. Okay. Anyway. But before that happens, get out there and make some approaches with the alphas out there, okay? And I will talk to you very, very soon. Love you. Bye.